Chapter 10. On Saturday night, Robin went over to Amanda's apartment. Neither one of them felt like going out. Robin said that she would buy a bottle of wine and come over. Amanda said that she wanted to cook up some spaghetti. So they made a date. It was a very hot, muggy night, and Amanda had an air conditioner in her bedroom. They decided that they would escape from the weather and catch up on what was happening. Robin bought 2 bottles of wine because she was undecided about whether she liked the Napa Valley Red or the B&G Beaujolais. Amanda was breaking the spaghetti and dropping it into a large pot of boiling water. She was wearing panties with yellow flowers and a yellow t-shirt with white flowers. Robin sat at the table and watched her cook. Her thighs and calves were very muscular. Nothing about her seemed to jiggle when she walked across the room to open the jar of spaghetti sauce. Robin put a corkscrew into the rosé and opened it up. It was very warm in the kitchen. "Why don't you take off your jeans and your shirt?" said Amanda. "You look very uncomfortable." Robin hesitated. "We'll be in the air conditioning in a minute." Then she decided to open the French wine as well. She poured out a glass of each and asked Amanda to tell her which one she liked better. "They're both great. Let's drink the red with dinner because it's more sloshy. We can do the French stuff later," she said, smiling at Robin and going back to the spaghetti. Robin thought there was something very sexual about Amanda's manner. She wasn't sure if it was her imagination or if her friend had just made a pass at her. They carried the food into the bedroom where Amanda had spread a checkerboard tablecloth across the bed, set out dishes and silverware. The trick to eating in bed is not to put too much on your plate at one time, said Amanda. Ron used to always spill things that stained the sheets. He once spilled a whole pint of blueberries on these satin ones that we had. And then he had the nerve to tell me that he didn't think it would stain. Was he always a slob, too? He'd go in spurts. 2 weeks of Oscar Madison and 3 frantic days as Felix Unger. It would drive me crazy. Brian was the same, only he skipped the Felix stage. At least you knew what to expect. Thing that was that he wouldn't admit to it until I backed him into a corner, and then he'd find some little thing that I didn't do because that irked him and try to equate it with the constant mess that he created. The spaghetti is good, not too mushy, said Robin. Tell me about what happened with Penelope. It was horrible. She had me dead to rights and made me lie about it before she really confronted me. She was a complete bitch about the whole thing. What's she gonna do? She says she doesn't want him anymore, but I know that's not true. The only question is whether she'll make his life so miserable that he'll leave. Would you want him if he did? No, definitely not. Why? Because I'd never be able to get free of him, and I don't think it would be as much fun to be married to him. Well, said Amanda, we do know that he cheats. Don't be a cunt, Amanda. But, you know, in a sick kind of way, I think you're right. It would definitely be something that I would think about before I would seriously get involved with him. Is he still calling? Not since Penny paid her a little visit. So you think he's out of the picture? He's just laying low for a while, but he's out of the picture as far as I'm concerned. Robin, can I ask you something weird? Robin hesitated and voluntarily glanced at the outline that Amanda's nipples made on her t-shirt. Go ahead. Do you think there was a connection between Alex and Ron? What do you mean? Did you start up with Alex in order to drive Ron away? Maybe, but not the way that you think. I never really thought that Ron would come out here. If he had called me before he got to fucking Wisconsin, I would have told him not to come. Having Alex around gave me somebody to think about that wasn't Ron. That's for sure. What about after he got here? Robin poured each of them another glass of wine. I was really pissed when he got here. I felt invaded, that he was going to take over my life again. Ron can make me feel so safe and so secure, and I started feeling all of those things, and I didn't want to feel them. Is that why you set up the night with Alex? I thought he'd walk out as soon as I told him about Alex. Then after Alex spent the night, I thought that Ron would either beat the crap out of him the next day or just leave. But he didn't. He fell apart. Had he done that before? He'd gotten upset. But this was like he was devastated. Then he just started to show me what a jerk Alex was. He was relentless. And then we had to take him to the hospital. And he wouldn't eat. And it was all very frustrating. Was it exciting, too? Like a pressure cooker is exciting, said Robin. You know where I was the day that Penelope came over to your house? You said that you were with Brian. You know what we were doing? What? Fucking. I could have guessed that. With two other people. Amanda saw the shock register on Robin's face and smiled at her proudly as she slurped the last of her spaghetti into her mouth with a smack of her lips and a red trail of sauce on her cheek. Tell me, said Robin. We drove up to this cabin to meet with his friend, Joseph, and Joseph's girlfriend, Cynthia. We were going to do some canoeing on the St. Croix and then have lunch. We went out on the river and it was really hot. Then the guys started fooling around with the canoes, and of course we both turned over. We came back to our cabin. Our clothes felt tremendously grungy, so we just took them off. The guys started teasing me about how much bigger Cynthia's tits were than mine. Of course, everybody, she said, staring at Robin's boobs, has bigger tits than I do. So I started teasing Brian about how Joseph's cock was bigger than his. Robin began to laugh in the middle of a swallow of wine, and it went up her nose. Then Amanda started laughing too. Go on. Brian said that the only real way to measure a guy's cock was when it was hard, so I told him to make it hard so I could see. Joseph was already standing up straight because the whole thing was turning him on. Then Cynthia rolled him on his back and started playing with it. I told Brian to get next to him, and I did the same thing. So there were these two cocks, and Cynthia and I were playing with them. Guys had their eyes closed by that time. I guess they were concentrating. And the next thing I know, I was reaching over to squeeze Joseph's cock. And Cynthia was starting to play with Brian. So we each gave them a hand job for both of us. They came so hard. Whose was bigger? You know, Brian was right about that. Once they got hard, they were about the same size. But Joseph's was definitely thicker and squirted further. You slut, laughed Robin. She poured herself the last glass of the rosé, and Amanda started on the B&G. That's just the beginning. Then the guys said that it was their turn. They wanted to look at our asses. So we exchanged places and they started squeezing our cheeks and reaching underneath to play with our pussies. Then they both ate us. That's very weird. Then they said that they wanted to watch us do each other. What did you do? We said we'd only do it if they did it too. Robin laughed. And did they? No, of course not. But Cynthia said that she wanted to suck on me while the other fucked her. I played with her tits and both of the guys' asses and balls while it happened. Then you did it too? I got beat. The guys came all over her, and then they couldn't get him up again, so we went home. Did you like it? It was certainly different. There didn't seem to be anything wrong with it, all the while it was happening. But later on, it felt very odd. That's guilt, said Robin. It fucks you over every time. Do you ever play with a vibrator, Robin? No. I've got one. Let's see. Amanda jumped off the bed and skipped over to her dresser. She opened the drawer and took it out from underneath her underwear. Amanda was staring at her now, holding up the vibrator. Robin poured another glass of wine, asked herself if she really wanted to do this. Amanda, you're the best friend, the only friend, that I have out here. I really don't want to make things strange between us. The smile vanished from Amanda's face. Do you think it would? I wasn't thinking about that. Sex definitely makes people weird with each other. I don't think that it just happens between men and women. You're probably right, said Amanda. I just got excited telling you that story. Do you think you'll do it again? If it just happens, well, you know, it's hard to say. Then they were quiet for a while. Robin suggested that they clear the dishes off the bed and wash them, and that broke the tension. The rest of the night was a typical Robin and Amanda visit. When Robin left, she was quite drunk. Amanda told her that she should spend the night. Robin said something about her cat. She drove home in a blur and luckily found a large parking space. She went upstairs and went to bed. Before she fell asleep, she found herself wondering if she'd made a mistake by not playing with Amanda. Maybe it was different between women. Maybe they could just have fun together and not let it spill over. Then she said, too dangerous, and allowed herself to drift off.